In chapter 10 of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus sends his 12 apostles out to do all that he's been doing, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. And at the end of the chapter, Jesus makes an incredibly strong statement, saying, "Whoever receives you receives me." Now, the apostles are the first set of Catholic bishops, and they represent the bishops who would succeed them. But in chapter 10 of Luke's Gospel, Jesus also sends out a group of 70 disciples who are often seen as represented his ordained priests. And at the end of that chapter, Jesus again makes a very strong statement, similar to the one in Matthew, saying, "Whoever hears you hears me, and whoever rejects you rejects me." This is what happens in the sacrament of holy orders, the priesthood. Certain men are given a share in Christ's power. These are our priests and our bishops. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus says, "Whoever receives you receives me. Whoever hears you hears me. Whoever rejects you rejects me." In other words, Christ is present in a very special way in his ordained ministers, the priests and the bishops, and it is he who acts through them. The theology of the priesthood says that the priest and bishop acts in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, when they are exercising their ministry. They don't exercise it in their own names or by their own power. They exercise it in the name of Christ, and by the power of Christ. Even notice how, once a priest is ordained, that he'll start using the first person pronoun when he's administering the sacraments. He'll say, "I absolve you from your sins." Or in the Mass, he'll say, "This is my body, this is my blood." Or, "I baptize you." or do this in memory of me. He's talking in persona Christi because it's Christ's identity and power that is in him, in his office, that is working these miracles of grace and salvation. And when we accept the Eucharist or baptism or absolution from the hands of the priest, we accept these gifts from Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So why can't women be priests? Well, a sacrament is a sign that affects what it signifies. For example, baptism must be with water. Why? Because baptism signifies cleansing. Baptism effects cleansing of the soul. Baptism makes the cleansing happen. But if you use the wrong sign in baptism, say motor oil, then nothing will happen. The physical sign must signify what happens. The sign must correspond to what the sacrament does. Now, the sacrament of holy orders, the priesthood, makes Christ the bridegroom present to his bride, the church. And what sign represents a bridegroom? A man. A man is the only sign proper to the priesthood. And the importance of the sign becomes really clear in the celebration of the Eucharist. In fact, Pope John Paul expressed this well by saying, "The Eucharist is the sacrament of the bridegroom and of the bride, because in the Mass, Christ, the bridegroom, is giving his body to his bride, so that she may conceive the new life of the Spirit within her. And if the Eucharist were performed by a woman, the symbolism would be bride to bride, and it just wouldn't work." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now notice that although Jesus gave his priests a share in his power and his identity, he did not give them a share in his sinlessness. They were to be his representatives, but there was no guarantee that they would always live up to his example. He gave Judas, his betrayer, a share in his priesthood. He gave Peter, who disowned him, a share in his priesthood. He gave the other apostles and disciples, who fled from him, a share in his priesthood. And he gave John, the beloved disciple, the pure and faithful saint, a share in his priesthood. And throughout the church's history, some of the priests, well, they'll be traitors to God and the faithful. And some of the priests will be cowards. And some of the priests, they'll be saints. But as St. Thomas Aquinas says, water can flow through a lead pipe just as surely as it flows through a golden pipe. And the power, the grace and the truth that have come down to us through the sacrament of holy orders, that power and grace and truth have come down to us just as surely, whether or not the church's ordained leaders have been wicked or mediocre or great saints. Because it isn't their power or their grace or their truth. It's the power, grace, and truth of Christ acting through them. And that power, and that grace, and that truth have been guaranteed by Christ himself. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So what should our attitude as faithful members of the church be toward the priesthood, toward the hierarchy? Very simple. We should recognize that though the members of the hierarchy are not sinless, when they are united together in proclaiming and interpreting the gospel, they are speaking with the voice of Christ. For he said, "Whoever hears you, hears me." And when they give us the sacraments, over which the church is the steward, we are receiving these gifts from Christ himself. For he said, "Whoever receives you, receives me." So our default attitude toward the clergy must be one of radical gratitude. Whatever their personal imperfections or even serious defects, remember this. If there were not men who assumed the office of priest and bishop and pope, then the pipeline, which carries the truth of the gospel down to our own day, would be broken. We would no longer be able to hear Christ's voice. And if there were not men who assumed the office of priest and bishop and pope, then the pipeline that carries the grace of the sacraments down to our own day would be broken, and we would no longer be able to receive Christ in the flesh. So thank God for our priests and bishops and pope, and thank God that he has instituted and guaranteed this permanent link to his Son, which we call the sacrament of holy orders. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Now, this might deeply surprise you, but I actually never had any desire to become a priest. So what were your reflections on this meditation?
I went to Mass this morning, and then immediately after I went to confession, and it is so astonishing that through the gift of this, we have a great young pastor, through this, the gift of this young man who gave himself to be a priest, I got to receive God this morning in the Eucharist, and then through him, God forgave my sins, and I heard God say through him, I absolve you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and I was able to walk away knowing I'm free.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unbelievable that we have this gift, and we all get so petty about whether the priest or the pastor is running our parish exactly the way we want it run, or this homily is perfect. Well, have you ever tried to give a homily?
I couldn't imagine.
It's hard.
I
have never given a homily. But I'm just saying, trying to write these meditations.
Mm-hmm. And you're still, well, I think the way that people criticize you as a content creator, not the word I want to use, but versus a priest is very different. Because they're like, he's a theologian. But priests really, they get a different level of criticism when it comes to, and people also don't associate as empathetically with them, because they're like, I expect him to be doing A, B, and C in the parish, or running a school, or running essentially like a business.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that stuff, and I also don't administer any of the sacraments, but we expect so much.
Yeah.
We don't understand what priests are already doing. We don't appreciate them enough.
Oh, I mean, this is what I was thinking about, was that our priest at our parish every day gives me God and saves me from my sin through confession.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, runs the parish, runs the school, has a bazillion people all in really difficult life situations and needs who need him at their beck and call. And then at 3 a.m. has to go to the hospital and anoint somebody that's dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it just never ends.
I think at the very least, this is a good point, because I listen to this meditation, I think, well, that's lovely. Obviously, it's not a sacrament for me, but this is a great resolution for people that, say, aren't discerning the priesthood. To be more grateful and more aware of who your priest is and what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I just realized, I mean, in Persona Christi, it's insane to imagine that, because I always think of it as I absolve you and I'm like, ah, thanks, Father Dan. Which is beautiful. They're really good priests, but I forget
It's Christ.
that true presence.
Yeah.
We should be more grateful to what God has given us in the priesthood and to the people who have answered that call.
I also had this really powerful experience in the upper room in Jerusalem. I was there. I've been in Jerusalem with Archbishop Nauman a couple of times, but this time in particular in 2012, we were in the upper room because it was in the upper room that Jesus made the apostles bishops and priests, and it was at that moment in the upper room that he gave them the power to consecrate the Eucharist. Then the apostles hand that power down to their successors, and there's an unbroken chain from the apostles down to the bishop in your diocese, and you can trace it.
It's
And it
incredible.
struck me in the upper room that day, there's an unbroken chain from Jesus to the apostles all the way down to Archbishop Nauman. And because of that unbroken chain, I get to receive the Eucharist. I get to have my sins absolved. I get to have the teaching of Jesus without any error conveyed through the magisterium. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, think of any royal line that has lasted that long. It is just war and betrayal, and someone kills someone, and now it's technically not the same bloodline, but then some cousin comes back, and this is a direct line. That's hard to get.
It is a direct line from Jesus to the apostles to your local bishop, and then your priests share in that office of that priesthood of the bishop. It's unbelievable. It's so unbelievable, but it's true. So thank God for our priests. And the next time you see your priest, say, thank you for your priesthood. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.